And this past Wednesday, in her concession speech, Hillary Clinton reflected on the moment.
I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now.
Of course, 100 years ago this week, a glass ceiling was shattered, this one on Capitol Hill. Jeanette Rankin of Montana became the first female lawmaker in Congress.
Her biographer, Jean Lukowski, says Rankin was already a sensation when she arrived in Washington in 1970.
People wrote her letters, they wrote poems, they wrote songs about her. When she was elected, it was a very big deal.
And on Rankin's very first day on the job, Congress was voting on whether to enter World War I. Rankin voted against because she was a lifelong pacifist.
Because of its futility, its stupidity, and its ultimate destruction of humanity.
That vote against World War I in 1917 cost Rankin her seat. She returned to Congress in 1940, just in time to vote against entering the Second World War.
After leaving Congress, Jeanette Rankin continued advocating for peace, and before she died in 1973, she reflected on her life, saying, "If I had my life to live over, I would do it all again, but this time I would be nastier."